Hey, good afternoon, John. This is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. We spoke a few hours earlier.
Yeah, sorry, I missed your call earlier.
And it happens. It happens. I figured you were busy, so that's why I waited another hour to give you a phone call to make sure you finished up with what you were doing.
Yeah, I just got home.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I reached a perfect timing. Well, I was just actually following up with you in regards to our conversation a little bit earlier. Was it something that you were able to put some more thought into?
Yeah, and I'm not going to be able to do it right now.
Okay. Any particular reason why?
Oh, it's just money, basically. It's a good thing and everything. I'm just really tight right now.
Understood. Okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't offer you every single price point that we do have. That would be a package that would incorporate our Google Ads.
Right.
Now, there is one other package that I can offer you. I mean, I'm not sure if I could make sure I do fit it exactly in your budget, but it does make it along the lines of being a lot more affordable. I did quote you over the package with the Google Ads. Now, I would have to incorporate the Google Ads at this price, but I would be able to get you found inside of your local area in about a 10 to 15 mile radius outside of the local area of Columbus. But I'd be able to get you in at the low rate of $149. That would be out the door as well. It would also be a locked-in discounted rate, meaning each and every month you decide to come back to us for the services, it would remain $149. It would never jump up to the original price that I quoted you or the original pricing whatsoever. It always remains $149
each and every month. So what does that incorporate?
So that's going to incorporate you getting on the front page of Google. We'd be placing you under the local map section in your local area, placing you as a top recommended option so calls could still come directly to you. You would still be getting first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. We would still be able to promote your website on the front page of both of the search engines, get it found under the map, link it up to your local listing. That way clients would be driven to that as well. And then also, you're going to be getting a list of all of the, well, you get linked into all those directories that I told you about, the Better Business Bureau, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages. You still get all 60 of those. And then also, we would be programming your company to show up into the mobile devices, which will cover you on all iPhones, Androids, and tablets. And it would also make you, we're going to program you to show up to appear on the voice-activated searches like Google Home and Amazon Alexa. So when it comes to your online exposure, we're literally going to cover all of your bases. So the only thing that we'd be excluding is the Google Ads.
So if I paid you for that tonight, so what happens, when would I expect to see, you know, when does that go into?
Great question. So here's all the time frames that you can expect for all of the services. The Google directory submissions, those take about 3 to 5 business days to get linked to all of those. And then the front page of Bing, that takes about 10 to 14 business days. The programming you to show up into all the mobile devices and the voice activated searches, that takes about 5 to 7 business days. And the front page of Google, we normally like to incorporate the Google Ads because it only takes about 10 to 14 business days to get found in that section in particular. Under the map, it takes a little bit longer. However, I know that you got yourself a website and everything. And are you you said you PIN verified yourself. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that would expedite the process, but it still can take around 30 to 45 business days. That's what we recommend that all of our clients that are giving the program a shot give it. We recommend that time frame because by that time, it can take that long to get optimized under the map, but you can still see results because we link your website not only to the front page of Bing and the directories, but those are directories that consumers do searches from on a day-to-day basis as well. So you can see exposure within the first month, but to see maximum results, we recommend that you give it 30 to 45 business days. Because by that time, I can tell you, John, you'll be very happy with the services and it would become a long-term marketing solution for your company.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and do it. I'll do that. That's about you know, I'd like to do the other, but I'm just kind of really tight.
Well, there's light behind at the end of the tunnel here, John. Once you see how well this local program works for you, if you ever want to add the Google Ads in, we'd be able to do that.
Well,
for you.
I may want to do that at the end of January or something.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'll go ahead and I do provide you with two forms of contact in case you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way. You're always able to reach me or a live agent from your client support team. Okay, but what I would have to do here, in order to make sure that we're representing you properly, I would just have to verify some information about your company, okay, to make sure everything's accurate. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 614 area code 382-9852, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the number that we're going to promote for you. And then we also have to get you, you already got PIN verified inside of your local area. Was that at the zip code of, or the business address at 2042 Beresford Drive?
Yes.
Okay, and just to verify the zip code, if it correctly, it's 43232, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then also, I'm just going off the business name here, but is your last name Peters?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just putting two and two together. And then also, what would be the best email address to use for you or your business, John?
Right now, I just have, it's jpeters34@columbus.rr.com.
I'm sorry, what was after Columbus?
.rr.com.
Oh, .rr, gotcha, okay. All right, so I have jpeters34@columbus.rr, like rachel.com?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then also...
that's a roadrunner.
Gotcha. Okay, understood. All righty. And then also, John, what would your hours of operation, how would you like them to be seen on the front page?
Oh, like what, 9 to 6 or something like that.
Okay. All right. And those are always, you can always change those at any point in time if needed. Just like anything on the account, you can adjust or change if needed. Just let us know that you want those changes implemented and we can do that for you immediately. And is the 9 to 6 schedule, is that Monday through Friday or is it 7 days a week, 6 days a week?
I'll make that Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients when you're finished with the job? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
I haven't set up credit cards yet.
Okay. All right. When you're ready to do so, just let us know that you have that.
I can do that pretty quickly.
Okay. Would you like me to put that as a method of payment so people know you accept that?
I guess I could, and then if our people are wanting to pay, I could add it in pretty easily.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I do give you those two forms. You're going to be getting two forms of contact emailed over to you here momentarily.
There's two or three that are available. I could probably set up it within a day, you know.
Understood. Okay. All righty. Alrighty. And then what I'm going to do for you right now, actually, is I'm going to send you over that email giving you the two forms of contact. That way, each and every time you try to call in, you'll be able to reach a live agent. And then it's going to be labeled client support. That's how it's going to fall into your inbox. Okay.
Okay.
And then, give me one moment here. You're going to notice at the very bottom of the email will be my phone number with my extension. And at the top of the email, that's going to be client support's number with their extension as well. All right, so I just pressed the send button right now, so you should be receiving that here momentarily. And I'll also be sending that over to you in the form of a text message as well. That way you have our contact information in two forms in writing. All right.
Okay.
And then, John, while we wait for that to come into you, what other forms of contact do you have on the, or actually what other forms of media, in other words, do you have about their online? Do you have like a Facebook, an Instagram, or anything like that?
Not yet.
Okay. All righty. And then, if we would
probably
have to...
Probably may not have that till March.
Not a problem. I'll go ahead and see if that's something that we can help you with. I'm not positive, but it may be something that we can help you with as a special request. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you for whatever reason in regards to your account with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Phone call.
Okay, all righty. Be happy, and we'll send you a phone call if needed, and then the second resort will be a text message, and then the last resort will be an email. Okay?
Yep.
All righty. And then what I just did for you right now is I sent you over a text message with my phone number. It just says, hi, let's get your business at the top of Google today, and it says, contact me at, and then there's my phone number attached to it. And then and the last thing that we need to do, John, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate of $149. In order to secure the listing, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for you?
Oh, I have a Visa debit here.
Okay, now does it read with your name on it and the business name?
Just my name.
Okay, and is there any middle initial on the card, John?
R.
Alrighty, and the card, it should read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy, for quality assurance, whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 4867-9600.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
6241-2506.
Mm-hmm. And the expiration month and year?
1226.
And the little code that's on the back?
637.
And is that car connected to the 2042 Beresford Drive address?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All righty. And then what I'm going to be doing right now is just we use the VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing server over here. What that means is the card is coded out. But before I do encrypt the card, I want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa, since it starts with a 4867-9600-6241-2506, and then I have 12, so that would be December of 2026, and I have 637.
Correct.
Okay, so the card is coded out. It's only showing the last four digits. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together your package and also going over a voice verification. The voice verification is about 2 minutes long, but if you have any questions on here that you want me to rephrase that way you have a better understanding of what it's asking you, just feel free to stop me and I'll address that question a different way. But I do want to let you know it's pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
John Peters Landscaping.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
John R. Peters, owner, operator.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And to get results, is that you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility from our company, please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to our company, Local Splash. So we just want you aware of that. But would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Well, basically, do you want me to rephrase that question a different way?
No, that's all right.
Okay, gotcha. I just want to make sure everything's crystal clear for you. And then your payment for the initial term and account set up, that will be charged today's date, that is December 15th, 2021, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $149. When your term is completed, your agreement would automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 15th, but in that same discounted amount of $149. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. I did send you over that email as well, and I'm going to be sending you over the text message with their phone number as well. But what okay. I'm having my finance team do right now is run the 149 as soon as that goes through. They're going to be sending me over the confirmation email, and then I'm going to be sending you over the email showing you that 149 came out of your account. So give me one moment here, and then I'm also going to set you up for your client interview. John, that's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they would be going over the keyword content with you, the areas that we want to that you want to work, that you want to be found in your local area, of course, and then also just a small testimonial about your business to make sure that we're representing you properly on the front page. Okay?
All right.
So, well, I'm looking at their calendar right now. Give me a moment. It doesn't look like, since we're all late in the day here, we only have about an hour left before we close. I don't have another agent for you. But, okay, well, I can get you in tomorrow. I know we're here at 7 a.m. and you're 3 hours ahead of us. Right now, I believe it's around 5:51, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I can get you in tomorrow. How does 10 a.m. sound? I have all day available, so let me know what time works best for you.
Oh, maybe later in the day.
Later in the day? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the latest time that I would have available for you would be 6.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be like that, but you know, maybe midday or something like that.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and program you to get a call at, no, 1 o'clock's not going to work. How does 11 o'clock sound?
That's fine.
That's the time difference. That would be, yeah, I can get you in at 11. That works good for you?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's do 11 o'clock. So give me one moment here. And you said the middle initial on the card was R, right?
Yes.
Okay, alrighty. And then I just want to make sure that all the paperwork that we send you over is going to be addressed properly with your full name. And then, give me a moment here. Alright, so I got you all programmed in to get a call tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And then I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do for you, John, is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. Please give it the 30 to 45 day time frame like we discussed earlier. And like I said, you'll be very happy with the services. But I also want to make sure that I provide you with all of the tools needed. So I'm going to give you your username for your client dashboard. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Not right now, no.
Okay, well, they like to have this done before the client interview. So basically, actually, you can do it. Can you pull up your text message while I have you on the line real quick?
Yeah, just a second.
Because you should have one that says, a copy of your invoice has been sent to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms or somewhere along the lines of that.
Okay, hold on.
Yep, take your time. Oh, it might actually not send over to you yet. I actually misspelled Columbus. I put one letter off on accident. Give me one moment. Let me get that sent over to you. That's probably why you weren't able to see it. Okay, so this will, like I said, it's going to be, it's going to fall into your inbox as client support. That will be the first one. All right, extension 1, and then my phone number. Okay, all right, so I just pressed that one, and it does show me email sent successfully, and let me resend the invoice. That way you have it. So give me another quick moment here.
Okay. Okay.
Initial invoice. Oops. I'm still finding the invoice so I can resend that over to you. Just give me a moment here. There it is, Local Splash initial invoice. Okay. Resent it. Alright, it says in queue, so that should be on its way.
See.
Yeah, it says email was sent successfully. So basically, there's gonna
be... Okay, I thought you were sending it by text.
Yeah, so there should be a text message that was sent over to you. Did you receive the text message yet? Yeah, it says, welcome, Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, feel free to call us at our phone number, and then it has the phone number, and then it says, and then the other one, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy to your invoice.
The one is, this is Tyler, let's get your business, that was the earlier one. The Local Splash, welcome, if you have any questions.
Feel free to call us at our number, and then you should have another one.
It just says support at localsplash.com.
Check all mail for me. Since we've never corresponded before, some of them may fall into your promotional or your spam filtered mail. So go ahead and check all mail for me, because sometimes, since we've never corresponded before, it may fall into those inboxes. So check all mail for me.
I don't know how to, I don't even know what that is.
Gotcha. Well, there's a couple different inboxes where there's a promotional inbox and there's a spam inbox normally. So normally it will fall into one of those other inboxes.
Yeah. Not all my text messages.
Okay. Well, when you go into your email, it is definitely sitting in your inbox. I'm looking at it right now. It shows me that it's sent successfully.
Email.
What was that?
I'm not on my email. I'm just on my phone and my text.
I understand. So when you go into, I know you said you can't go into your text messages right now. Try to have this done before the client. I meant to say emails. I do apologize.
Uh-huh.
So when you go into your...
My email's on my laptop. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry, I got a lot going on. I got people texting me, and
it's all right. It's all right. I definitely agree. 100% with you.
And my laptop's real slow here.
It's all right.
Okay. Local Splash support, local initial invoice.
Yes. So go into the invoice for me, and I'll only need about another minute of your time after that. You're going to see about the third or fourth line down, you're going to see it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay. I did it.
Okay, now that's going to take you to a page that shows you a summary of the services that are included within the package. Now, if you scroll all the way down for me, you're going to see under the refund, cancellation and refund section, there's a little box inside that section. The bottom that says I certify. Yep, click on that, that, that box for me. And then you're going to sign your name at the very bottom inside the DocuSign signature box. Once you confirm, sign it, and it is capital, sign it as seen above. So, it's capital sensitive as well. So you capital for your first and last name.
I need to type my name in there.
Yeah, you would type your name in there, John R. Peters, capital J, capital R, capital P, only for the first letter of your name. And then also what that's going to do once you confirm it is lock you into the 149 rate moving forward and take you to another page that says local / username and password.
Okay, username and password.
All righty. Now the username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on right now, the 614 area code 3829852. And the password that is going to be created for you and given to you by my client interview agent tomorrow at the time of the client interview. Okay, so they're going to be giving you a call tomorrow, and they're going to be going over all of that. They're going to be going over like
the keywords. I don't have a password yet.
Not yet. Not yet. So tomorrow that will be provided for you. And then, like I said, that's tomorrow is when we gather all the information that we need. I like to call it crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
I don't log in now, then, right?
No, because we have nothing for you. We don't have any information about you yet in order to program you in, program anything in. So that's why that's why the client interview takes place. They'd ask like general knowledge questions about your company and a small testimonial about your business to make sure we represent you properly.
Okay.
And then give me one more moment here. I'm going to be sending you over that calendar invite here as well. And then about an hour before the client interview tomorrow, you're going to be getting a call, letting you know that, the interview is going to be taking place. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I just sent you the invite right now. So you should be receiving that here momentarily. But, other than that, I got you set up to get a call tomorrow at 11 a.m. Excuse me. But I want to ask before we disconnect here, in the meantime, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
No.
All right. Well, we appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to earn your business, John. Definitely going to be something we make you happy with. When you're ready to get the ad started, after you see how well this works, just let me know. Give me a call, and I'll see what I can do for you. All righty?
All right. Yep, thanks.
All right. All right. I appreciate your time, John. You have a good day. Just wait for that call tomorrow so we can get the rest of this ball rolling for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.